Hey, hello. You're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorla. A couple minute riff. I'm IT and IT security looking this morning at Bad Block. This is some new ransomware, and it reminds me of like Joker coming in, right? I mean, things are going well. The smart criminals are making smart criminal decisions. And in sweeps this guy who wants to just watch the world burn. Isn't that always the way? So with the rise in ransomware, and with how prolific it's become, there's now a second and third level of people doing ransomware who are starting to do some very destructive things. So the tip, of course, whenever I talk about ransomware, is make sure you got good user awareness, make sure your controls are tested in place to catch phishing and drive-by downloads, and of course, have good backups. Here's what's new about ransomware. With the rise and proliferation of ransomware, it's everywhere. It's everywhere, and lots of people got whacked. There's numbers being reported of over 320,000 computers infected year to date. The FBI released the numbers that several hundred millions have been paid to ransomware organizations. The typical ransomware guy who's running his ransomware business makes around $90,000 US a year. But that's a little bit down. Numbers are a little bit down for the criminals. And people are starting to fight back, and there's, you know, controls in place and whatnot. So as the market begins to constrict and the money stops being as prevalent, people turn to bringing other people in on the con. So now there's this entire rise of ransomware as a service, where these people who are formerly just doing it themselves, making lots of money, start to see their money dip. And they're like, hey, person X, you've heard how great ransomware is. Wouldn't you love a $90,000 job? Why don't you buy from us and we'll give you the software? So now there's this entire ecosystem of ransomware as a service that's grown up, where you got two and three levels deep of people who don't really know much about computing, don't really know much about business models, who are buying from this and thinking they're going to get rich. So we got some interesting get rich schemes going on. Part of that means that the people who are buying these things are not necessarily the most technically savvy of the cyber criminals, which can be good. It can also be bad, getting back to the Joker mentality. Bad Block, I believe, is an outcome of that. What Bad Block is, it's basically a customized off-the-shelf ransomware package, and it's been customized to go after Windows system files. So you know the typical ransomware will encrypt your own data files and pop up a message and saying, please pay me. And then you can reboot or you can try and do whatever you want, but you can't get your files back. With Bad Block, it will go ahead and give you that message, give you a warning, but start encrypting system files so if you reboot, your computer doesn't work. It's asking for 2 Bitcoin. How am I going to get Bitcoin to these people if I reboot my computer and my computer doesn't work? How am I going to get Bitcoin to these people if they're deleting my or encrypting my system files and making my OS unusable? I don't know. That seems to me to be a little bit counterintuitive. But it is a sign that we're going to start seeing even more damaging ransomware. Not just ones that go after user files, but also ones that go to system files and do a lot more damage. Because these second and third level folks who are buying into the ransomware process are bundling other different attacks with it. So it's going to be, now to the end of the year, even more important to have good backups and good user awareness. That's it. Hit me up. Take a look at Bad Block. Let me know what you think. Cheers.